Living the dream. Living the dream. Living the dream. And the savanna grasslands of Africa, there are many herds of elephants. This is a story of one herd of elephant, and in particular, one particular little elephant. His name was Jumbo. And I can hear you wondering, what was so special about this little elephant called Jumbo? Well, what was special about Jumbo was that he dreamed of going into space. Well, wow, that's pretty strange. I can hear you saying elephants don't go into space. And that can be true. But for Jumbo, it wasn't his truth. He dreamed he would go into space. When most of the elephants were wandering around, eating the grass, breaking the odd branch off trees, and generally with their heads down, Jumbo would be looking up into the sky, imagining what it would be like to be way, way, way up there. And at night time, he would lie down on his back and look at the stars and imagine himself floating around in amongst them. He would count them and look at them and study them, and he knew all about them. And his mother would say, "What are you doing now, Jumbo? What are you looking at now?" And Jumbo would say, "I'm looking at that star up there, Mum. See the one that's just near the buckle position on Orion's belt?" And her mother would look up, and she didn't really know all the constellations like Jumbo did, but she would say, "Yes, Jumbo, I can see it. That looks like a beauty." "Oh, it is a beauty, Mum. It's very, very nice." And another night he would look up and he would say, "Mum, tonight I'm looking at that one over there." "Which one's that?" said his mother. "The one over there on the end of that constellation there. What do they call it? I think it's called the..." And he couldn't remember, but it didn't matter. His mother would say, "Oh yes, I can see it. I can see it." Sometimes his father, the old bull elephant called NASA, would throw him up into the sky, into the stars. He would wrap his trunk around Jumbo's body and hurl him up. And Jumbo would say, "Higher, Daddy, higher, right up to the stars." And he would fly him up into the sky. And Jumbo would just be in ecstasy. At the point where he got to the highest point on his arc, he would be lying there imagining what it would be like to be in space. No weight, just floating. And down he would come again. And up again, Daddy. And NASA would hurl him up into the sky as high as he could. Life was great. And when they wandered around feeding, little Jumbo would float around on his toes, pretending that he was in space with no weight, like it was when NASA threw him up into the sky. He would tinkle around on his toes and bump into the other elephants and make a big dust storm. And he imagined that would be like what it would be like to be on the moon, which was his favorite planet of all. That big round white disc, perfectly circular, up in the sky. Well, one day, a Land Rover, a four-wheel drive Land Rover, drove up to where all the elephants were. All the elephants looked at it, thinking, "What's this all about?" Out of the Land Rover came some scientists. They were dressed in white coats and carried clipboards, and one had a little black bag. They came up to NASA, the big bull elephant, and said, "We're wondering if anybody here might be interested in going into space." NASA wasn't sort of really expecting that question that particular day in that particular moment. But he certainly knew the answer. "He's over there," said NASA, pointing his trunk over towards a cloud of dust over near some trees. "His name's Jumbo, and he's my son." So over they went, and they said to Jumbo, "Jumbo, we're interested in sending a little elephant into space. Would you?" "Yes," he said. "Yes," he said. "Let's go." And he ran towards the Land Rover and tried to squeeze himself. "Whoa, whoa, 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 just a minute," said the scientist. "First, we need to ask you a few questions and do a few tests." "Sure, sure, sure." Well, they asked him questions, and they asked him what it was, his favourite foods were, and what he did as a kid, and all these things he knew. He knew them so easily, because elephants have got good memories, you know. Star Trek was his favourite movie. He loved that. He loved that. Bubblegum was his favourite food. They also wanted to inspect his body, and they poked him and prodded him and looked in his ears and looked under his tail and looked between his toes and looked under his armpits, and this tickled him and it made him laugh. By the end of the day, the scientists knew they had their little elephant. They explained that they believed that in the future people would be a lot bigger, and that when they planned to go and inhabit other planets, they had to be prepared. They had to know that they could travel in space when they were that big. So they decided that they would use a little elephant, because they estimated that that would be the same size as what people... Well, Jumbo didn't really care all about this. He wasn't concerned. All he knew that he was going into space, and that's where he was going. So they took him to the airport, and they got him onto a plane, and they flew him off over to the United States. Well, the plane was called a jumbo jet. And old Jumbo, he said to the pilot, "I bet you built this plane for me, didn't you?" And the pilot said, "Yes, well, we sort of did," because they had to make the door a bit bigger, and they had to make the seats a bit stronger, and they had to get a bit more room for his legs. So that was really the case. So they arrived at in the United States, down at Cape Canaveral, and there they were all working together on this plan to send Jumbo into space. Well, Jumbo loved all the preparation. They made him a special suit. They got it wrong the first time they tried. They'd measured them all up, and they sent it off to some spacesuit making guy, and he'd looked at it and made it all up, and except what he'd done was he'd put the trunk at the wrong end. He thought an elephant was a bit like a car and the trunk goes at the back. Well, that made Jumbo laugh, but they eventually got it right, and the day came and they shot him into space in a rocket. Commander Glenn was with him. He was driving the rocket, and off they went, and they got up there, and then they orbited around for a while, and then they got into the lunar module, and they shot down and landed on the moon, and then the moment happened, and they opened it up, and out popped Jumbo in his big flash suit, and he was just in bliss. He bounced around, and it was just sandy like he imagined it would be, like it was in the savannah grass, and the dust was kicking up just like he imagined it would, and he flew around and he leapt, and he was just like floating in air like it had been when his dad NASA had thrown him up as a little elephant. Well, it was all going so well, and they got back in there, and they did the little tests that they needed to do, and they watched, you know, Commander Glenn noted them and watched them and saw how he performed, and it was all just great and just went according to perfect plan, and they got him back into the module, and they all flew back and landed in the ocean. And it was a perfect success. Everybody was happy. So one day, when Jumbo was back, lying on his back, looking up at the sky one afternoon. A reporter lady came out to have a talk to him, to ask him some questions. "Are you Jumbo the Elephant?" she said. "Well, actually, I'm Jumbo the Astrophant." "Astrophant? Yes, do you know what an astrophant is?" "It's an elephant that..." she said, "is it an elephant that's been into space?" And he said, "Actually, it's an elephant that goes into space. Tell me, young lady, what do you know about the planet Mars? Tell me everything you know, because that's where I'm going next." "You're really living your dream, aren't you, Jumbo?" said the reporter. "I sure am. I sure am."